course, through the years, I have worked closely with the schools. All the time the children were in school, I think I was a room mother all those years, and PTA, and then later PTO, and band boosters, and all of the organizations where the children were concerned. But now the children are grown, I fortunately was able to direct my attention to other things. Mm-hmm. I have worked as volunteer work in the hospitals and in the nursing homes. Anything like that, and especially with my husband, we work closely in the rescue unit. Mm-hmm. Any disasters or anything, we're always out working. We work with the disaster unit and the Red Cross also.
So you enjoy service work?
Yes, I enjoy things that include others and that can, I feel that it'll service to others.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your husband's education. Is he Methodist too?
That's right.
Tell me something about your education, where you went to school, how long, or just something about the schools.
Mm-hmm. I went to a country school for the first 9 years. Mm-hmm. A small school, south of Troy, Spring Hill. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to have very good teachers. And then when we had graduation from the ninth grade, and we were bused into Troy. And we were the country rednecks that came into town school. It was the first year they had busing into the city schools. And that's where I met my husband. And he was in school, in the city school system. And I graduated from high school in 1944, married in 1944. And that was the end of my formal education. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the end of my education, believe you me.
And you've lived in Troy all your life?
All my life, except for the brief time we were in Tuscaloosa when my husband was in law school.
You mentioned your education, and you mentioned the country schools. I'd like to talk about that for just a few minutes. I'd like to find out when you learned certain things. What grade were you in when you learned to read?
First grade.
First grade. How did you start that with your ABCs?
ABCs, and we had the traditional C. Jane run, Jane and Dick series. The teacher, I remember her very well. She was an excellent first grade teacher, and I attributed a lot of that, of my learning to read early, to her, but more especially to my mother, because she read to the children in our home. By the way, we didn't go back to her. I don't know, we hadn't gotten to that anyway. There were seven of us. Mm-hmm. And I was the youngest at that time, I was six. Of course, a good time, 11 years later, I had a baby sister. Mm-hmm. But my mother always read to us, and my grandmother lived with us, and she read to us, and my father was a great reader. Mm-hmm. And so I think the learning to read had a lot to do with our liking. But I believe it was the first grade, and then, of course, I know it was first grade that I learned to read.
What about writing? When did you learn that?
Well, printing in the first grade. She was a great believer in the alphabet and doing the letters just right in printing. And then about the third grade, I believe we learned cursive writing.
Mm-hmm. When did you learn things like addition and subtraction and so forth?
That was begun in the first grade. Simple problems in addition. I don't believe subtraction. I believe it's just addition in first grade at that time.
Subtraction later on?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What about things like multiplication and division? What grades?
Fourth and fifth. And by the way, in the fourth and fifth grades, they were together. We only had one teacher, in a poor country school system at that time. And she had to devote her time to teaching. The third and fourth grades were together. Mm-hmm. And the fifth and sixth grades were together. Mm-hmm. And those four grades, I had the same teacher, third and fourth, and then the same teacher for fifth and sixth.
I see. So about how many people went to your school? You said it was a small country school.
Approximately 150,